This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Burton Bridge Old Expensive, Category 19A Old Ale. It's a 6.5% beer from Burton-on-Trent. So the first thing that catches my eye in the appearance is that it's very murky. It's not at all attractive in clarity. It's a deep amber color. It has a tall off-white head that's frothy and persistent. Clarity is disappointing, so I'm going to give that a 2. Smelling it, it's lighter malts. I get a caramel toffee malt sweetness. The fruit is there. It's like apples and pears. It's a little bit of oxidation. Get a medium-low hops, sort of earthy. Maybe a hint of licorice. Some of the apple esters and other aromatics make it seem a little bit like a baked apple. Could be some light alcohol notes in there. It's not as dark in malt character as some, but it does have sort of a nicely developed toffee caramel fruity nose. So it's certainly an English kind of aroma. I'm going to give it a 10. Flavor. Malty, caramel, toffee, toast, medium bitterness, some alcohol. Get some moderate esters, deep fruit, apple. It's got a medium dry finish with malt, alcohol, and fruit. The caramel flavors aren't like a deep caramel. They're sort of like a caramel candy. It has a light Venice wine-like quality. It's like a hint of acidity and, you know, a touch of oxidation that tends to play on that. But mostly it's a caramely beer with the bitterness almost balanced with a malt. I'm going to give it a 16 on flavor. Mouthfeel. It's a medium full body. Medium high carbonation on the high side. The alcohol is warming. It's a little sharp. It's quite creamy. I'm going to give it a 4 for mouthfeel. So overall, I like the rich toffee and caramel flavors. The alcohol is a touch sharp. The clarity was appalling. It's got some slight oxidation, but that's not a negative. It's got some interesting esters. The bitterness is high enough to be noticed. It's really sort of almost equal to the malt. It's pretty much about as high as I'd want to go with the bitterness. It's malt is still forward, so that fits. The depth of the sugary malty flavors is less than some other examples. So this is sort of showing you what a lighter colored and flavored example the style is. Most of them tend to be darker into the coppery brown colors. This one's on the lighter side, and the flavor goes with it. But it, you know, it's got the strength to put it in that range, and you know, it's malty, and the malt has some interest. I mean, with that sort of apple, baked apple ester, you know, it does sort of evoke the winter season, and old ales are, you know, meant to be drunk in the winter season, or good by the fire. So I'm going to give it an 8 overall. So that adds up to a 40. It's not a bad beer. I'm not sure I've got the best example. The sort of the cloudiness makes me wonder whether there's, you know, something going on in there a little bit. You know, I have had it fresh in the UK, and it's quite a bit better than this. So this is the bottled version in America. But it is here. You can find it. Yeah, not a bad beer. Just it's on the light range for the malt, so keep that in mind if you're using that to understand the style. This is a style with a huge range to it. Really, the beer, you know, anything bigger than an ESB and smaller than a barley wine can fit in this category. Light to dark, you know, really wide range of balance. It's one of the most wide open styles there is. So this is one where you really have to resist the temptation to think that all old ales have to taste the same. It's one where you have to get you have to give the brewer some leeway. Let them make the beer they want to make, and understand that it can fit in this general category. You know, basically 6 to 9% English beers. If it evokes the winter season and it seems to be sort of a malty beer, then it probably fits pretty well. So, and then after after you meet the most basic of criteria, then you just say, you know, what's the balance like? Is it an enjoyable beer? It's probably the best way to judge this style, or understand that there are different variations within the style. But don't get in your head if you try one commercial example that all of them are going to be like that, because that's really not true in most styles, and it's particularly not true in this style. So keep that in mind when judging old ales. So this is the Burton Bridge Old Expensive. It's a Category 19A Old Ale.